Voices, Community Stories, Past and Present, Inc. is a nonprofit group founded in 1999. Their mission is to give Tucson youth a way to tell the stories they want to tell, and we're proud to bring you some of these original essays here on Arizona Spotlight. We'll hear next from Robin Solis as we join her on her search for just a little peace and quiet.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. That was my old mantra, back when I believed in silence. Last spring, I became a TMer. TM is an abbreviation of Transcendental Meditation, the kind of meditation I learned last year at Tucson High through a study funded by the David Lynch Foundation. We were required to meet before school, during lunch, or after school to practice 15 minutes twice a day. Most teenagers can't make it to school on time, let alone early. But once we were tucked away in our little TM room, still sleepy, we would close our eyes and try to let our minds settle and the world slip away. My meditation time at school was far from perfect. But now that it's summer, I have a whole new intensity of sound to contend with. Each morning I wake up to the hubbub that is Mikasa. If I don't trip over Coco, my brother's pit bull, on my way out of bed, and somehow survive the onslaught of canines, babies, and random flying objects to finally reach my kitchen counter, I am greeted by some form of my large, extended family.
Oh, my child.
Now that it's summer, and all of my brothers and sisters are home from college, work, and travel, I share my four-bedroom house with four of my five siblings, Gina, Jesse, Rocky, and Angela, their significant others, Eddie and Roman, my parents, Celeste and Robert, our five dogs, Coda, Keely, Andy, Fred, and of course, Coco, and our one utterly dignified, shaved warrior cat, Carson. It's enough to drive you mad. What do you think of when you hear the word meditation? Quiet, right? Some sort of zen, cushiony room with incense and candles and an overwhelming sense of peace, calm, and omnipotent bliss? I wish. My meditation teacher's voice rings clearly in my mind as I think of her lesson so many months ago. You can meditate anywhere you can think, she would say. In the backseat of a car, on a roller coaster, wherever. Obviously, this woman has never seen family night at the Solis household.
Ready?
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I meditate in my room. Classic teenage girl, with my candles and obligatory hope collage. Shared with my 25-year-old brother and his dog. With his weights and Old Spice aftershave. I find the 2 square feet that I can call my own. I plop down there every morning and evening to attempt a regular practice of meditation and reflection. But even here, I can never totally escape the realities of chaos and noise. Try sitting in this room, squeezed between an old wooden dresser, a closet stuffed to bursting, and Rocky's barbells. Even with my eyes closed, I can feel Coco staring at me expectantly from the bed, wagging her long tail. I turn down the fan, ignore the swamp cooler. Okay, breathe. Finally, quiet.
Oh, sorry, Robin.
Are you still breathing? Eyes still closed? What I would give for silence. But what if I was actually alone? I tried to imagine this once. And I couldn't. I sat against the white, shoe-streaked wall of my high school, trying to wrap my head around the concept of silence. I tried to imagine my favorite places, in my room, at night, with only me and the moonlight and the thought of possibility, or out in the desert, surrounded by creosote bushes. But I remembered that even there, even at night, it's not silent. There are always little animal noises, movement, things shifting, and scuttling, and shuffling, and being alive. These little noises, disturbances, are actually what I've been looking for all along. I was never looking for silence at all. I guess I was looking for balance. Supposedly, TM helps your mind reach its ultimate potential, whatever that means. I realized that dealing with all of the noises, Coco whacking her tail against the dresser, Gina and Jesse watching Law and Order at full volume, Mom trundling down the hall with her cane, is practice in reaching that potential. All these sounds of my house remind me that I'm not alone, that the world is going on around me. And maybe that's the point of meditation in the first place. Not to eliminate the world, but rather to find balance in it.
Our storyteller was Robin Solis, a participant at Voices, Community Stories Past and Present, Inc. Robin is a Tucson Food Bank volunteer and is working on a documentary about sustainable local food systems. She's also a photographer, and you can see some examples of her work on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.